Rock and roll.
All right, welcome to the Side Action Sweet 16 edition. My name is Jim Weglars, a.k.a. Wegs.
Where can we follow you?
Oh, you can follow me at Wegspool on Twitter and Instagram.
And this is Steve Roberts, a.k.a. Action. You can follow me on Twitter at 31SRoberts.
You can follow us at Side Action Pod on Twitter. So just so you guys know, the people in the bar here, we are a gambling podcast, sports gambling specifically. We want to thank Rob, the owner over here at Four Shadows.
Thank you, Rob.
And Matt, one of our loyal listeners. Cassandra's about to listen and gamble her life savings away. We were here last week for the first round of the tournament. We're back here for the Sweet 16. There's going to be a few more games, four games tonight.
Yeah, four games tonight.
And we'll go over a couple games tomorrow.
For those of you who are just happening to walk in the bar, I promise we will not be doing this all night long. It's only for a few minutes, so thank you for enduring.
But we want you to be able to get your last-minute picks in for gambling if you're that type of person. And if not, you'll just watch the games and have a little bit more information. So, all right, well, let's go over the games tonight.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
The first game we're going to go over is Michigan State is playing LSU. And Michigan State is, what's the line on that one right now in action?
6-point favorites across the betting board.
Okay.
And for good reason.
That's for good reason. Why is that a good reason?
Well, I mean, Michigan State has a huge coaching advantage in this one. You know, Will Wade has been suspended and has been for the last four games. And interim coach Tony Benford is a little bit overmatched in this one against Izzo.
Yeah, Izzo, a.k.a. Mr. March, he's definitely gotten a Sweet 16 many times. But Benford has a very talented team. They've got Tremont Waters at point guard. They've got Naz Reid at forward. Skylar Mays. They got a loaded team. Probably about three pros on that team.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely have some offensive firepower. But I think that Michigan State's going to look to slow it down a little bit and keep that offense in check.
What's the total on this one, Action?
Total right now is 150 points, which seems a little bit high for my liking.
It seems high for me too. And you think that LSU will try to run, or they'll try to – you think the Michigan State is going to slow it down and try to pound them inside?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they obviously have some big guys of their own on LSU, but Nick Ward, Xavier Tillman, and Kenny Goins are going to be a good challenge for that front court of the Tigers.
And Cassius Winston, obviously the player of the year in the Big Ten. He's going against Tremont Waters, a point guard. That should be a great matchup. We'll see what happens, but – I've already bet on Michigan State -6. I think you did too.
I did not bet on the side, but I am waiting to get in on Michigan State, hopefully at halftime, as I think Izzo is going to make some halftime adjustments and they're going to blow out the Tigers in the second half.
Yeah, if you listen to our podcast from Tuesday night, we talked about how the Tigers have basically been rocked in the last three games in the second half against Florida in the SEC championship, the tournament, and then in their first two rounds, both against Yale and against Maryland.
Yep. My other favorite play of this game is the first half under podcast specialty. That's 70 points in this game, so I'm going under that 70.
Okay, great. The next game is going to be quite the contrary. It's going to be a track meet. It's going to be Auburn versus North Carolina. North Carolina is a 5-point favorite, and this total we show is 163, but I think it's up to 164.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, thankful to Coach Bruce Pearl. I don't know if you saw it, went on Scott Van Pelt and told the whole nation to bet the over in the game. Did you catch that?
No, I missed that.
Well, I think he's blowing a little smoke there because Auburn's only chance in this game is to slow it down. If they try to run with North Carolina, they're going to get run right out of the gym.
That's right. I agree. If they try to run with the big boys from North Carolina who are running and gunning, they're going to be in for it. They also get – we talked on the podcast on Tuesday night that North Carolina owns the glass, and if Auburn cannot keep them off the boards, they're just going to get rocked in this game. This was your favorite bet of the week, wasn't that?
Absolutely, yep. I'm laying the points with North Carolina here as I think they're going to dominate the glass and they're going to be scoring tons of points against Auburn. Auburn's in a little bit underwater here, and the Tar Heels should be able to cover that 5 points pretty easily. Although if you're getting in late at this point, you're going to have to lay 5.5.
Yeah, it's 5.5. I didn't get in on it, but I am with you on that one. I think that's the right side. And then would you go over with this total, or would you think that Auburn's going to slow it down?
Well, current number is 163.
Okay, went back down.
It did peak at 165 this morning, and I did go under, but at 163, I would probably stay away.
Okay, good news. The other game is Virginia Tech versus Duke. This is a big game. Virginia Tech is our 7-point underdogs. The total in this one is 144.5. I've already bet Virginia Tech in the 7 points, as you know on the podcast. I believe that Duke basically showed their cards last week with Central Florida showing the way that they could beat this team. And I think the way it is lay off those shooters like Trey Jones and whoever else they bring up. Jack White's not playing, but the other guys that come off the bench that can't make shots. And make Cam Reddish try to carry this team with Zion Williamson. What do you think about that?
Absolutely, yeah. Virginia Tech is set up to beat this team. In fact, they already beat them once this year in their only meeting in Blasker. However, Zion didn't play in that game, which a lot of pundits will point to. But the other big missing piece was Justin Robinson for Virginia Tech. And he's now back in the lineup, and he's their steady hand at point guard. And I believe the Hokies are going to right the ship and probably knock off Duke again tonight. I'm betting them on the money line.
Yeah, you said
at
that.
At plus 300. They may not win the game, but I think you're getting some good value there at a 3-1 dog.
You said you were going to wear maroon and orange today. What happened?
I worked a little bit later than I expected, and I didn't get home to change.
It looks like Jen's kind of got a maroonish
Jen Hoffman
color
out there.
She's got a Virginia Tech winner today, so in the pool. So good luck. The last game tonight is Houston versus Kentucky. Kentucky, I think, is up. Is it 2.5 still?
2.5-point favorites. It's been bouncing around. Got to 3 at one point this week.
And that total is 134.5. Now, as we talked on the podcast Tuesday, P.J. Washington, his status was questionable, but I know he's going to play today. I did retweet that video of him walking in his shoes and down the hallway.
I saw the video. There was no face in the video, so I'm still not sure that it was actually P.J. Washington.
Okay.
But I think that he might suit up. I did hear Coach Cal say this morning that he's going to play between 15 and 18 minutes.
Okay.
However, I think it's going to be on the low side because this is a pretty serious injury. He was obviously in a cast for a reason. And even if he does play, I think he's going to be limited, and I don't think it's going to be much of a factor in this game.
Okay. So do you think that Houston's going to take him down?
I do. I'm on the Houston Cougars here.
Wow.
Corey Davis Jr. has been shooting the lights out for this team.
He's been good.
And Armani Brooks has been hot. Kentucky does play some pretty stout defense, and I think that they're going to probably D this up. I expect this game to be a rock fight.
Yep.
This is another one where I'm going under in the first half.
Yep.
63.5 I picked up this morning, which I was pleased to see. But I like the total game under as well, and I am going to be on Houston on the money line. How about you, Wex?
I'm against you in this one. Ooh. I think Kentucky's going to take him down. I think PJ is going to get just enough time, maybe 15 minutes or whatever, to make a difference. And as much as I talked about how Houston can beat them without PJ, I think his presence, it'll be kind of a Willis Reed type situation. They're going to play up and take this one down. So I'd be against you in the head-to-head on this one.
All right. Well, let's put some money on the line. Where's your wallet at, bro?
I'll bet you a plate of nachos.
Done.
No, wait. Taco pizza. I heard that's really good here.
Taco pizza. Put it in the oven.
All right. The next two games are tomorrow. We already know the look-ahead lines for the Elite Eight. There's two games tomorrow. This is in the West region. Texas Tech is playing Gonzaga. The Zags are 4-point favorites and 137 on the total. If you watched the game last night, Tech was just dominant against Michigan. Michigan went 1 of 19 from 3. They only had 16 points, like 16 minutes to go in the game. They were horrible. Do you think Tech can hold down this great Zags offense?
No. I don't. This is a matchup of incredibly contrasting styles. Gonzaga is the number one rated offense in the nation, and Texas Tech is the number one rated D.
Agreed.
So Gonzaga has some bigs in there that Texas Tech is going to be tough to match up with. And I like Gonzaga to win this game, and I think that they can cover that 4 points in the end. I think it might actually tick down if you wait until tomorrow morning.
I agree with you. I would take the Zags here, 4 points or even 5 points. I think they're going to beat Tech. I think they can just outclass them at almost every position. Rui Hachimura is really good inside. Clark has been showing his value. He was incredible again last night. You've got Tilly. Even Perkins played a really good game last night. And Norvell.
Norvell was hot, yep.
It really boils down to, can they slow down Culver?
Jared Culver.
Jared Culver from Texas Tech. They don't really have other guys. I know what's the guy, the Italian dude?
Mooney and David Moretti.
David Moretti. He had an amazing game last night, but he was like 7 of 8. He's not going to do that again. And my guy Mooney in the player pool, he's good. He's actually Wakanda guy.
Okay.
He went to Notre Dame, so I heard that last night on the broadcast. But, yeah, I really believe the Zags will take him out as well.
Yeah, we did talk about earlier this week how Texas Tech had a great block defense.
Yep.
And I was looking at the numbers, and Gonzaga is actually the number one block offense.
Oh.
So they have the big men inside that can combat that edge that Texas Tech had against Michigan.
Interesting stat. All right. Well, the last game we're going to go over is the game in the – that would be the South. Virginia.
Boilermakers.
Virginia against your boys, the Boilers. Right now the line is Virginia 4.5. The total is 126. It looks like you've highlighted the under in this one.
Yep. I'm all over the under in this game. I mean, Virginia is just the slowest paced team in the nation and obviously top three in adjusted defense. So the big edge that Purdue has had against many of their opponents this year has been three-point shooting, and Virginia is number one in the nation at defending the three. So I think they're going to neutralize that hot Ryan Klein, and Carson Edwards was a little bit off last night. So I like this game to stay under. I really love the under in the first half as well. I saw it pop up today, 58.5.
That's low. So you're going to go under in the first half and under for the game?
Yeah, I like them both.
Okay. Well, I definitely like Virginia in this spot. I know that your Boilers, they played great last night, won in overtime against Tennessee, almost blew the lead, probably should have. Carson Edwards, got fouled in that key play at the end of the game. I know Matt was upset about that over there.
It was a pretty terrible call, I have to say, as a Boilermaker fan. There was definitely no foul there.
But at the same time, I think that Klein, who went off last night and made everything, I just can't see him shooting like that again. I mean, that was just insane. And we talked about on the podcast, they don't have any other guys to step up. Our guy, Nojel Eastern from Evanston, great defensive player, but not a great offensive player. So I agree on the side. I got to be honest with you. I think I like the over in the total. Maybe not in the first half.
Head to head.
I think Virginia has the guys to score. They played against a very long Oregon team that defended super well. The Boilers played decent defense, but not at that level. So I think they're going to shoot over this 126.
Okay. That'll be interesting. We'll see how that plays out. I am working on some tickets right now. I got my guy here on the phone. And I'm going to be laying lots of wood, see if I can cover the cost of my tickets
tomorrow. Your guy in Antigua?
Uh-huh, yeah. I do like Virginia in this game, too. I hate to say it, but I'm actually seeing a 4 pop up here on the latest spread, and I think that Virginia is going to cover that number pretty easily. I might put a good amount on Virginia.
Okay, look at that. All right, well, before we kind of close out the quick live edition of the Podside Action Podcast, we have any questions from the crowd here? We had some interesting ones last time from my niece and that gentleman at the end of the bar.
Yeah,
hey, Matt. Matt Stanford. Henry's dad. Henry's in the house.
Game. Michigan State and LSU is the first tip-off here in a few minutes.
All right, so LSU's kind of at the edge of their run here, right? No coach? Is the coach back yet?
He's not back. He is still begging to be reinstated, but it's the interim coach still.
Will Wade is looking for wiretaps in his office right now.
Here we go. How bad do you want to see UNC Duke Part 4?
I would like to see Duke bounced immediately because I think that they're a little bit overrated. And although watching Zion play is amazing, I have a decent amount of money already against Duke winning the championship, so I'd like to see them go out. Well, I have Virginia Tech on the money line, +300, and
that's a better value.
I have Virginia Tech covering the spread, but losing the game.
They beat them every year, lost 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Duke UNC Part 4 would be epic, but I would like to see Duke lose early. I'd like to see Gonzaga in the championship.
I mean, I'd just like to see North Carolina Kentucky in the Elite Eight. Let's see that one first. Luke May Part 2. Any other questions? Jen had a question about the money line earlier. Oh, you did?
Okay. Question answered. Lampiers, welcome.
Lampiers are here. We've got a good crowd here in the house. Any other questions?
I think the crowd's getting restless.
They're getting restless. The game's about to start. So we want to sign off. We want to thank the four shadows and the team over there. We got Rob. He's got $6 bombs over there. He's got $11 pitchers. He's got taco pizza.
Any other bar specials tonight?
I don't know. We got something going on here.
Bomb specials. Every time Michigan State scores a bucket, you should order a bomb. I mean, a three-pointer.
We've got Matt back on the horse today. He's going to be okay. Cassandra's at the bar, so hopefully everything will be great. We want to thank everybody for coming and watching on Instagram Live. Check us out weekly on either check us out at Side Action Pod on Twitter. We usually put an episode out weekly. Next week, we're going to be in Nashville, right?
Next week, live from Nashville. Hopefully, we'll find a bar that'll house us.
That's right. Exactly. So follow me at Wegspool on Twitter and Instagram.
You can follow me on Twitter at 31SRoberts.
And follow us at Side Action Pod on Twitter. Thanks,
everybody. All right. Here goes tip-off. Let's go, Sparty.